For this Monday, April 8th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman reporting. Officials say construction equipment will be delivered throughout the next few weeks to begin constructing a large-scale solar energy project in Posey County. The renewable energy company, Aerovon, is leading the project. Once completed, the solar farm will be used by CenterPoint Energy. The farm is expected to be operational for 35 years. New Life Rescue and Adoption is facing a shortage of essential supplies necessary to maintain the well-being of the animals in their care. They say items that are needed include Purina adult dog food, Alondra high-efficiency laundry detergent, disinfectant for laundry, nitrile examination gloves, and Purina kitten chow. They asked the community to consider donating any of the just mentioned items to the shelter. Operating hours for New Life Rescue and Adoption is 12 noon until 5 p.m. Monday through Wednesday, as well as on Friday. They're also operating on Saturday from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. The Posey County Commissioners are now accepting resumes for the position of full-time custodian for the Posey County government buildings. This position will be responsible for light maintenance, groundskeeping, and cleaning. This position will work shift full-time Monday through Friday, 35 hours per week. Please submit all resumes via mail or in person to the Posey County Auditor's Office at 126 East 3rd Street, Room 220 in Mount Vernon, or by email to megan.greenwell@poseycountyin.gov no later than Friday, April 19th. The Posey County Sheriff's Office says with the expectation of increased population today for the solar eclipse, they have appropriated manpower to address additional issues if and when they occur. They say preparing for potential issues can be challenging, but they feel they have taken necessary steps for the public safety in Posey County. If you have a non-emergency issue, you can call dispatch at 812-838-1320. Some news just outside of Posey County as Stephanie Terry is preparing to deliver her very first State of the City address as mayor of Evansville. Officials say Mayor Terry will speak on her first 100 days in office. The speech will be delivered at Bally's tomorrow at 12 noon. All are welcome to attend. Lunch will be available for purchase. Those wishing to eat lunch can purchase tickets through the Rotary Club of Evansville. Coming up tonight in men's college basketball, it's the national championship game in Glendale, Arizona. Purdue will try to take down the defending champ UConn. Tip-off at 8:20. The Boilermakers have never won a national championship in program history. UConn is trying to become the first repeat champion since Florida did it back in 2006 and 2007. Well, some other big college basketball news that captured headlines last night. Kentucky basketball head coach John Calipari is on the move after 15 seasons leading the Cats. Last night it was reported that Coach Cal is heading to Arkansas as the two are finalizing a five-year deal. He had a record of 410-123 during his time as UK's head coach, including winning the 2012 national championship. Sports from Sunday in local college baseball. Evansville baseball could not complete a three-game sweep at Belmont as the Aces fell 12-0 to the Bruins. The loss ended UE's four-game winning streak as they fall to 4-5 in the Missouri Valley Conference. USI baseball got tripped up at home by Lindenwood 9-4. The Screaming Eagles lost 2-3 over the weekend as they slipped to 4-5 in the OVC. From Major League Baseball on Sunday, the St. Louis Cardinals failed to complete a three-game sweep at home as they lost 10-3 to the Miami Marlins. The Cardinals are 5-5 on the year and will begin a three-game series at home against the Philadelphia Phillies tonight at 6:45. The Chicago Cubs thumped the Los Angeles Dodgers in Chicago 8-1. The Cubs run their record of 6-3. They hit the West Coast now as they play in San Diego this evening against the Padres. First pitch at 8:40. The Cincinnati Reds stumbled at home, falling to the New York Mets 3-1. Cincy is 5-4 on the season and welcome the Milwaukee Brewers tonight at 5:40. Finishing up in the NBA, the Indiana Pacers picked up a massive win over the Miami Heat at home, 117-115. T.J. McConnell poured in 22 points off the Pacers bench. Miles Turner had a double-double with 22 points and 13 rebounds. Indiana improves to 45-34. It was a massive win because they're now a game clear of Philadelphia and a game and a half clear of the Heat for the sixth seed in the Eastern Conference. The top six teams avoid the play-in tournament for the playoffs. The Pacers have just three games left in the regular season, and they also own the tiebreaker over both the 76ers and Heat. Indiana plays in Toronto tomorrow night. That wraps up your news and sports for this Monday, April 8th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman. Enjoy your Monday. Your weather forecast is next.